I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It may be an understatement to say that Greece is in disarray. The country's economy and government are teetering on the brink. European Union leaders are demanding further austerity measures to right the economy. In response, Greeks have taken to the streets in protest. Europe's banks and politicians are at odds over what needs to be done to stop Greece's economic meltdown from affecting the entire eurozone. From Brussels, The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is desperately trying to keep his country's economy and his own government from disintegrating. The situation became somewhat farcical yesterday when Papandreou stepped down, briefly.
We had one for the Guinness Book of Records. He resigned at lunchtime and he was back hopping around again at supper time.
Konstantin Mikalos is chairman of the Athens Chamber of Commerce. He says the Greek government has already imposed one round of austerity measures. Now, he says, the politicians are trying to convince the Greek people to tighten their belts even more. And the Greek people are having none of it.
The initial austerity package that was voted in back in May of 2010 brought us against a brick wall, and a continuation of the same mixture of economic policy will not bring anything new or anything positive to the Greek economy. And that's why we're all pressuring the government to change and renegotiate the terms of this austerity package.
Protesters clashed with Greek police in the capital Athens yesterday over this very issue. But elsewhere in Europe, people are also pretty upset with the Greeks.
If the Greek government cannot agree on this program, then default is a real possibility.
Quentin Peel is the international affairs editor at the Financial Times.
And there's a real backlash, particularly in Northern Europe, in countries like Germany and the Netherlands and Finland, where the taxpayers essentially are saying, do we keep pouring money into this bottomless hole?
The fear, though, is that without more bailout money, Greece's problems could spread to other eurozone countries. Some worry that countries like Greece might be forced to leave the currency union. But there is strong political will to prevent that. French President Nicolas Sarkozy today asked all European Union nations to step up to the plate.
Je demande à chacun de prendre ses responsabilités.
What we need more than anything today is unity, Sarkozy said. It is our duty, he continued, to preserve the stability of the eurozone. Yaris Varoufakis is a professor at the University of Athens. He says many in Greece are critical of European politicians.
They have a lot to answer for because what have they been doing over the last 8 months? They have been dithering. Even recently, they have found it impossible to get organized and to coordinate behind a common strategy for tackling what is effectively a Eurosystem crisis, not just a Greek crisis.
A wider European crisis could, of course, be disastrous for markets and portfolios across the globe. For the Greeks, time is running out. European leaders have given them until June 29th to come up with a cost-cutting plan. No plan, no more cash from the EU. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.